640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a race against time outside Philadelphia in the aftermath of deadly weekend flooding. Fire Chief Tim Brewer says the search has intensified today for two children.
As we focus on bringing our beautiful children home to their parents, we also appreciate your understanding and your patience.
It's another day of triple-digit heat in the Southwest with no end in sight. And as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick, other parts of the country are uncomfortable, too.
From the Miami area, where an excessive heat warning has been issued for the first time.
It's going to feel like 107 to 113, so certainly another scorcher.
To Texas.
The heat index will be close to 110 by Tuesday. In fact, this is dangerous heat.
In the Northeast, heat and smoke advisories as the Canadian wildfires continue to burn. That will also impact the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and parts of the Northern High Plains.
The U.S. has blasted Russia's bid to get out of a deal that allowed grain from Ukraine to be exported out of the country safely as the war rages. On CBS Mornings, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba.
Prices for grain all across the globe will go up, and people in the most vulnerable regions of Asia, Africa, they will feel it.
And CBS's Charlie Daggett says also boosting tensions is the attack on the bridge that links Ukraine with Crimea.
The Russian government is blaming Ukraine for blowing it up using unmanned drones overnight. Two people were killed, they say. Another person was injured. It is the main artery for resupply from the Russian mainland to Crimea.
On the Health Watch today, CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us new tests similar to those for diabetes and heart disease are being urged for diagnosing a crippling ailment.
Recent research shows new blood tests are effective in confirming whether cognitive symptoms are in fact the early stages of Alzheimer's. In the past, diagnosis required an invasive analysis of spinal fluid or expensive brain scans. Researchers say timely diagnosis of Alzheimer's can lead to better treatment for patients.
And Eli Lilly today is asking the FDA for approval of its new Alzheimer's drug. CBS's Jim Krasula reports now on some new occupants in one Florida community who've worn out their welcome.
As many as 100 domestic rabbits have taken up residence in a suburban community outside Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Alicia Griggs.
One of the neighbors moved a couple of years ago, and she just left her rabbits in the street when she moved. They were not spayed or neutered, so they started multiplying.
Neighbor John King.
I like them. I just wish they would live somewhere else.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 82 points, S&P up 14. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know. The current air quality in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and the surrounding region is good. The forecast indicates that the air quality will remain unchanged tomorrow. Following the victim's death, charges against a 64-year-old Brookfield man have been upgraded in relation to an alleged assault outside of a Heartland bar last month. The new charge against 64-year-old Kevin Schemer is second-degree reckless homicide. The victim's family attended the court hearing and advocated for a $1 million cash bail, also suggesting that the incident should be treated as a hate crime. Two people were taken to the hospital after a crash involving a Milwaukee County bus this morning. A car collided with the bus near 35th Street and North Avenue at around 6:15, with North Avenue temporarily closed. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at our brand new world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop the tower on State Street. Well, not maybe a tower, but we're high atop the building here on State Street across from the Overture Center. Welcome in, everybody, to a Monday edition of the Todd Alba Show at our brand new studios. And I can look through the window and I can even see Mr. Aaron Zommers. So that's fantastic.
Being able to see each other is such a basic feature that we just didn't have because, you know, when you use a former dentist's office and you're using the bathroom as the producer studio, the bathrooms don't usually have windows.
Right. Well, Luke just flashed me and lifted up his shirt. So that was exciting. No, not really. He just said hello through the window. So that was fantastic.
Update, it was not a bathroom. I just assumed that a wax ring in the corner meant there was a toilet there. But no, it was the other dental stuff.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, the good thing is we got a discount on fillings while we were there. So that was a lot of fun. No Novocaine, however, but lots of fillings. We just used the CBD store next door for the to put us under. It is fantastic to be here, by the way. It's our beautiful, and thanks first and foremost to our great engineering team who over the weekend helped get us to this point and this morning as well. So thanks a lot to all the Civic Media engineers for getting us. If you watch us on the stream on either Twitter or Facebook or other places, our cameras, we're still getting those set up. I was kind of like this, the microphone was in front of me, so now I'm like that for those of you watching. So we'll get that all that. And of course, you can see our logo behind us for our WMDX studios here in Madison as we go out throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Big show on tap for today, Mr. Zommers. First and foremost, going to be giving away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Brewers had a great weekend, swept the Cincinnati Reds, and the Brewers find themselves in first place in the NL Central. And they're going to be on the road now for a couple of games. They're back home this weekend. We have a pair of tickets to give away. We'll do so in the second hour. That is for the game coming up this Saturday as the National League East leading baseball team, the Atlanta Braves, will be in town in Milwaukee. 6:15, the first pitch. We have two tickets to give away today to that game on Saturday, a little bit later on in the show. What a weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. Just a lot of fun to watch them, and congratulations to them as well. Don't forget, you can hear the Brewers every game, every time they're up to bat, every great call from the Brewers announcers, including the one and only Bob Uecker. Heard on Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and AM, the big 1100 over in Oshkosh, and also on WRCE News from the center in our hometown of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin on 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So just a lot of fun to listen to the Brewers, of course. And we'll be giving away those two tickets in our number two. It feels odd. This all feels, I got to settle in. I'm looking to my right. I see Mr. Zomers. I see our news director, Terry Bell, who is the supervisor. He's just notching on some nachos and a couple of bonbons back there and a cherry Coke. So he's having a lot of fun. He looks exactly like an executive producer should, just sitting back there enjoying himself.
Actually, it's a Coke Zero, not a cherry Coke Zero.
All right. Very good. Very good. And then if I look out to my left, we have this beautiful window out onto State Street, and I can see the Overture Center right across the street. And also, and here's the thing. By the way, let me just finish with the show for today. In hour number two, this is going to be great. We have Mike Sachs. He is with Vanity Fair and also The New Yorker, a comedy writer, interviewed a lot of great people. And so in the 2:30 time slot, Mike Sachs from The New Yorker and Vanity Fair will be in. Looking forward to talking with him. And then coming up after the break, I'm going to be talking a little bit about No Labels Party. Why it is No Labels is no bueno for us. And also, Ron DeSantis is crashing and burning. All that and more coming up on the show today. But let me just say this before we go to the break. And I'm looking around here. I'm looking for a clock. I'm not sure how much time we have left here, Mr. Zomers. My clock is gone. Just like that, a clock has appeared. Mr. Zomers just threw up a clock on our brand new fancy screens here.
I did nothing of the sort. It has a mind of its own, I guess.
It must be like if you say it, like it knows what you're saying, it just came up. It's 1:11 right now in 33 seconds. So here's the quick story. If I get too big for my britches or get too big of a head, all I have to do is look directly out my window every day now in the new studios, and I will see a failure of mine. Because directly across the street is the building and the space that our very first coffee shop, after I left politics and left the legislature and got into the coffee business, we had a location that we sunk several thousand dollars into. Have a beautiful set of plans, by the way, from our friend Rob Wheat and OPN Architects. Great, great firm. We paid him for some beautiful plans. Only problem is we got screwed over by the landlords down here across the street, and we lost the entire space before we had to go to our second location. So if I ever get too big for my britches, too big of a head, all I got to do is look out the window and say, look, Todd, there was one of the things you tried. Didn't work out so well. So always good to stay humble in a situation like this. So that's the show for today. We're going to come back, take a break, come back, and have more. Tell you why No Labels is no bueno. We'll take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball's show continues on now on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. On the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, our friend and colleague Jeff Perry has checked in, and he's watching apparently on a stream, and he said we look pretty good. Well, I need a lot of help, but our studios look pretty nice, right? And then Mr. Zomers has a camera, but it's not the wires are dangling, and we have no ability to. But tomorrow we'll have you on camera tomorrow, Mr. Zomers.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure we will.
Let's just see. I wish Paul Schaefer were here. I have a little music. Let's see if we can do this. I'm going to take this camera up for those of you watching and see if we can turn it around and see. Look, there he is. There's
Mr. Whoa, this is weird looking at the camera output over looking here and seeing the camera and Todd.
Mr. Zomers is there. I just thought you needed to be on camera.
So well, thanks.
Yeah, for our five people watching. there's more than that, but we there you go. So yeah, we have more ability. Well, it's very spacious here. We have a couch in this studio, very nice. And I think it sounds pretty good. I mean, at least my headset. Hopefully for those listening, it's
I think nice. It sounds good.
It is hot in here. We were talking about this over the break, and speaking of David Letterman. I believe it was, and Jeff Perry would know this, it was usually in the spring, like Memorial Day weekend, and Hal Gurney, the longtime director of The Late Show with David, The Late Night and then Late Show, he would have his traditional, he would cool off in the summer, and he would do this, just unbutton his top button. There you go. So now I feel much cooler. Now my top button is unbuttoned.
If I had buttons, I would join you.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along on our brand new studios, here on State Street. Want to talk a little bit this half hour about no labels. Have you heard about this? We've talked a little bit on the show about it. Great introductory article for us in Reuters by David Morgan. Third party no labels will be a spoiler in the 2024 election, according to chairs. Third party, that is, no labels group will stay out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race if polling shows its candidates would play a spoiler role by helping to elect either the Democratic or Republican nominee, according to the co-chair, Joe Lieberman, who was on the news shows yesterday. The group has this morning what it calls a common sense agenda of policies meant to help unite the country behind a cooperative, moderate alternative to the partisanship that characterizes contemporary U.S. politics. Now, for those who might not remember, Joe Lieberman, a former United States senator and unsuccessful vice presidential candidate with Al Gore, said No Labels hopes to offer a legitimate, quote-unquote, third choice. And a lot of people, including me, believe that in actuality, what No Labels is an attempt to basically help Donald Trump get elected president once again. But here, let's give you Lieberman's quote on ABC's This Week program. He said, quote, "We are not in this to be spoilers." That was a direct quote. He spoke yesterday. He said, quote, "If the polling next year shows, after the two parties have chosen their nominees, that in fact we will help elect one or another candidate, we're not going to get involved." Others involved in No Labels include businessman John Hope Bryant, civil rights leader Benjamin Chavez Jr., a Republican former Maryland governor Larry Hogan, and Republican former North Carolina governor Pat McCrory. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin due to speak at today's No Labels event in New Hampshire, is feeding speculation that he, Joe Manchin, could be weighing a third-party candidate and be the nominee for No Labels. Opinion polls suggest that the November 2024 election will again pit Democratic President Joe Biden against Republican former President Donald Trump. Both have disapproval ratings of around the 50% mark. So here's the deal. This is all being kind of put forward as, oh, wouldn't this just be lovely? That, you know, we're, everybody is sick of both the right and the left, Democrats and Republicans. They just want a common sense candidate. And I respect that. I don't like the extremes either. And so this thing is being touted as an alternative. But here's the deal. I'm sure. My guess is that Joe Lieberman is in this for the right reasons, because he believes what he's saying. Former congressman and presidential hopeful on the Democratic side, Dick Gephardt, is also involved in this. Probably has good intentions. But here's the deal. Part of No Labels is made up of former Republicans, and you always have to follow the money in these things, right? Where's the money coming from? And most of the money for No Labels is coming from the right. We're going to have more on the money and cash on hand for Republican candidates a little bit later. But you have to follow the money on these things. Over the weekend on MSNBC, on Ali Velshi's show, our friends from the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, co-founder and chair, and also Stuart Stevens, were on the show to talk about this. We're going to play you a cut now. This is from MSNBC over the weekend. And it's Ali Velshi. He's going to set this up, but he's talking to Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project, because Rick can say this better than I can. Mr. Zomers, you'd be so kind. This is MSNBC, Ali Velshi, over the weekend.
I actually invited you guys on to talk about, that's what we were going to talk about, the No Labels issue, because there are people out there, Rick, you talk about more available potential Republicans, but the problem is we've got a whole bunch of people who have this whole view of, I'm sick of all this nonsense. I just want somebody reasonable and moderate, and No Labels, which is a really well-intentioned idea, is playing to that. But if you do that right now, you take away the binary choice of Donald Trump versus someone else. And the prevailing wisdom that I think the three of us have on this screen is that's advantage Donald Trump.
Well, look, that has the advantage of being true. And what you've got with No Labels is that Mark Penn and Nancy Jacobson have built this machine that is now funded by Republicans. It is now operated and staffed by many of the people who came out of the RNC and Mitch McConnell's office running the operations now. And you've got a group that is, that by their own admission and their own polling says very clearly, when our guy gets in, it takes away votes from Biden and helps elect Trump. They've admitted it. They've said it on television. They cannot spin it. There's no amount of policy papers or do-gooderism or problem solving that removes the fact that they are now a functional pro-Trump organization. They've admitted it. They're going to elect Donald Trump by splitting the Democratic vote. They're going to try to push as many people as they can to a Joe Manchin or a Joe Lieberman or whoever it turns out to be that is a conservative Democrat. They're going to try to split the vote. That's their objective. They've said it on paper. They've admitted what it does. And anyone who's still taking them as some sort of, you know, well-intentioned do-gooders need to look a little closer at the very, very deep red intentions of their donors, their staff, and their plan.
That was Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, co-founder and director, CEO of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson. And just because he appeared on MSNBC, do not get the wrong impression that somehow he's some sort of a left-winger. Rick Wilson has been a part of and run several Republican presidential campaigns, along with Stuart Stevens, along with our friend Trigvi Olson. These guys are not some left-wingers. So when you hear this from Rick Wilson, he's not talking from a left-wing progressive standpoint. He's talking as a former longtime Republican, a conservative. He knows where the money comes from. He knows how to follow the money. And the fact is that No Labels is being funded with the intent and purpose of siphoning off votes from Joe Biden to help get Donald J. Trump back in the White House. And I'm not somebody who, you know, is saying, well, you know, I'm all for just the two-party system always. Here's what I'm for. Democracy, small d, democracy, surviving. And you've heard me talk on this show before, and we're going to keep talking about it way into 2024 because it's so important. I understand and can appreciate, as a former Republican myself, left the party in 2011 after almost 30 years. I don't belong to any party right now, Republican or Democrat. So I get this feeling that neither side really represents me. But here's the deal. If we don't preserve democracy and a democratic republic, everything else is off the table. It's moot. So you pick your issue that you think is important to you. None of that matters if we don't have democracy. And right now in America, there is only one political party that has the means and power to get their person, in this case, reelected and preserve democracy. And that's the Democrats. And that's Joe Biden. And that's why I think it is so critical that we not peel off votes and go in another direction. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Would love to take your calls. A brand new studio, brand new call line. Got to get the oil out of that fresh call line smell. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could give us a call. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air and let me know when you're here. You could also download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to get a hold of us as well. Just go on your app store, type in CIVIC, Civic Media, and give us a shout there. There's a little icon you can hit to call us or to text us as well. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this no labels announcement today that they're in? Let's go to the phone lines. We will go right here in Madison, WMDX. Dick in Madison, we appreciate you calling in and listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, first of all, I find that kind of funny coming from Lieberman, you know, when he talks about a third party candidacy. Mm-hmm. He'd have been vice president if it wouldn't have been for the one that happened in 2000.
You're right about that.
And there's something else I was going to ask you about the Republican Party as it stands right now.
Sure.
Now, I'm older than you. I'm 68 years old. Okay. So I do remember vaguely 1964 because my dad and my grandfather were real into this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And both of them saying that they thought they'd be fine with somebody like Nelson Rockefeller.
Sure.
And Kennedy actually feared him as a person to run against. Mm. Where do you think the party would have went if they wouldn't have went Goldwater and got trounced? I don't think we would have seen a Ronald Reagan. I think if it would have went to somebody like Nelson Rockefeller, a more liberal type leaning Republican, I don't think this party would have went anywhere near where it's at now.
It's a great question. And you know, I'm 53, going to be 54 in October. So I was alive in, you know, 1969, but you know, the first president I actually remember, and vaguely so, was Nixon. But I think you're right. I think Goldwater helped create Ronald Reagan. We'll come back and talk more about that. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Mark, for the call, and don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Todd Hallball Show.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Rescue crews are still searching for two missing kids swept away by floods yesterday near Philly. Upper Makefield Township Fire Chief Tim Brewer.
We have deployed a massive amount of resources and teams. We have basically tripled the number of assets in the area.
Arizona is topping 110 again today. Laura Stewart's in Phoenix.
We've had years where it's been wet and cooler, but overall it's just been hotter and hotter over time.
It hit 118 degrees yesterday. And the Kremlin's now accusing Ukraine of attacking a key bridge between Russia and Crimea. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, was on CBS Mornings and says this is a crucial supply route.
One broken Russian bridge means fewer broken Ukrainian lives, because this bridge is being used to supplement Russian army in the occupied Crimea and in occupied territories of the south of Ukraine with additional...
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and here's what you need to know. The air quality is good. That's the current report for Waukesha, Milwaukee, and the region. The air quality forecast for tomorrow is expected to remain the same. The mayor of Milwaukee isn't opposed to seeking higher office.
Who knows what the future holds? Perhaps one day, maybe in the future, because again, mayors stay here for a very long time, maybe there could be a run for governor or some other office.
Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke last week at the Milwaukee Press Club luncheon, where he said he was a political realist and that there is only so much he can do as mayor. A collision between a Milwaukee County bus and a car this morning resulted in two people being taken to the hospital. The crash near 35th Street and North Avenue prompted a temporary closure of North Avenue. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lavelle Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our producer and engineer, the wonderful, the talented Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board with us this afternoon in our brand new studios. If you're watching us on the stream, on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, our camera looks a little bit different. You can see our WMAD logo, although we should somehow need to turn, like, we need to have it like reverse because on camera it looks like it's backwards.
Yeah, it looks fine on my end.
Oh, really? All right. Well, on my end, it looks backwards. But people know me. I know I've been backwards for quite some time. But yeah, it's very nice. We're going to be working on more things. You'll see more changes behind me of a screen. We're going to put the logo back there eventually. And very, very nice. High atop over State Street, just a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, our new world headquarters of Civic Media. Talking this half hour, by the way, coming up to hour two, just an hour from now. In hour two, Mike Sachs, great writer for Vanity Fair and The New Yorker coming up. Don't want to miss that. Written several books as well. great author, great writer, Mike Sachs, coming up in hour number two. Right now, though, talking about this announcement by the third labels part, no labels, pardon me, the third party called No Labels. They announced their common sense agenda, as they call it today. But I want to spend more time talking about not their agenda, but what this means to democracy. Because if we have a situation, and this comes from the You Ain't Woke, if you don't know history, Matt Flynn fan club department, our friend Matt Flynn, of course, loves to say that. You ain't woke if you don't know history. By the way, Matt Flynn comes up after the 3 o'clock hour right here. Don't miss it. And Matt is right. You have to look back at history, right? To know that throughout history, third parties have messed up the elections. And our caller before the break there talking about that, you know, what would have happened if Rockefeller would have won? Would we have gotten Ronald Reagan? I mean, look back at 1968, American independent George Wallace won 13% and ended up with 46 electoral college votes. In 1968, no third party or independent candidate ended up with any electoral college votes. In 1980, I remember 1980, independent John Anderson won 6% of the vote. And by the way, his running mate, Wisconsin's very own Patrick Lucey. In 1992, Ross Perot ran as independent, won 19% of the vote. 1992, I remember that well. In 1996, Perot ran again as the Reform Party candidate, won 8% of the vote. With a history of failed third party and independent candidates, should we conclude that they are insignificant and irrelevant to presidential election outcomes? No. The opposite is actually true. Going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones, though, first. 844-967-2789. Would love to have you join us. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this No Labels party and third party runs in general? Let's go to the line out to beautiful Sauk County in southwest Wisconsin in the Baraboo Bluffs. Go to Tom in Sauk County. Thanks for listening and calling in, Tom. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I always like to lean into the fun part of searching for truth. So a little round of one of your favorite games, Dead or Alive.
Oh, fantastic.
Relevant.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Let's
George
go.
George Wallace.
You just George Wallace, former presidential candidate. I'm going to say George Wallace is dead.
Yeah, you know, the last time I played this game with you, you were like 0-5. So today is your chance to redeem.
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
He was born in 1919 and died in 98.
All right, yeah.
John Anderson, the politician.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I want to say he's still alive, but my gut reaction, my knee-jerk reaction was, I don't think it was very long ago. I think John Anderson dead.
You are 2-0.
Yes.
Born in February of 22, died in 2017.
All right.
Ross Perot.
Oh, Ross Perot, as we said, ran in 92, got 19% of the third party vote. In 96, ran as the Reform Party candidate, got 8. Ross Perot, very much alive.
Born in June of 1930, died July 2019.
Really? Of COVID? Do you think it was COVID? Do you think COVID's what got Ross Perot?
I don't have that.
How could I have missed that? All right. Ralph Nader, which, you know, cleaned up in Wisconsin in the 2000 election. Ralph Nader, very much alive.
Yes. Born in 34, age 89.
89?
Ross Perot died in 2019, which would be pre-COVID.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. All right.
Here's one more that's relevant, although some of your listeners may not be aware of this name yet. They soon will be. Cornel West. He is a popular intellectual and a political progressive.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Cornel West, I'll say, is still alive if we're going to hear about him.
Yes. Born in 53, age 70.
All right. Now he's going to be the Green Party candidate, correct?
That is correct. That's why everybody's going to be hearing about him.
kind of a political activist.
One more now.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. One more Dead or Alive. All right. This is a great edition of Presidential Dead or Alive. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is not. This is just a quick question.
Okay.
But it's on the same track.
All right.
In the history of the United States of America, there has been one president who ran and was elected as an independent rather than a candidate of a political party. Who was it?
Wow, that's a great trivia question. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt won on the progressive, but did not get elected. Robert Fighting Bob La Follette, again, did not get elected. Ran as an independent. Well, I mean, George Washington.
You are correct.
Yes. Very good. I had to think for a second.
Yeah, as an independent, he was apolitical. He was opposed to the formation of party. And it was two members of his own cabinet that broke into factions, and they led the creation of the first two major parties. Alexander Hamilton was the leader of the Federalist Party. Thomas Jefferson led the Jeffersonian Republicans, not the same as the Republican Party.
Right.
But Washington favored the Federalist agenda, but he was very leery of political parties, and I guess now we know why.
Right. Well, I mean, what's your take on this, Tom, of this no labels thing? Because it sounds nicey-nice and utopian on the surface, but I just don't want to have any part of it. And I think if it really takes off, it could help put Trump back in the White House.
When Lieberman and others created it in 2010, I don't think it was the same organization. And I think that the creators of it have a clean heart, but it has now fallen into the hands of people who see it as a means to shave votes from the right side of Biden, and the Green Party will, Cornel West will shave points from the left side of Biden. And if they spend a lot of money in just five states, and we're talking 50 to 100 million is nothing when you're talking about a handful of billionaires, they could definitely affect the outcome.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go.
Thanks. All right, Tom, thanks. Really appreciate the call. Always glad to have you on. Tom from Sauk County. Isn't that fantastic? Got a caller who gives you a little game show in the middle of the segment, but it pertains to the show. That's exactly what we're looking for. You understand? That's exactly what we want.
Now, even if you don't want to put in the same amount of effort to come up with a game for Todd, you should still call in.
Of course. No, I'm not saying everybody has to have a game. I'm just saying, that puts you in the upper echelon of callers. But we welcome all callers. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. All you have to have is a take or an opinion. What do you think of this no labels party? This so-called third party, this no labels party, announcing their kind of agenda today, or common sense agenda, they're calling it. But as Tom Jackson just said, as Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, we played the cut, could potentially be very dangerous for those folks that do not want to see Donald Trump in the White House. And you ask me, Todd, why is that dangerous? Sometimes I ask myself, I say, self, why is that dangerous? Have a lot of talks to myself. Here's why. A great piece, but a disturbing piece. If you have not checked it out today, check out the New York Times. Great piece by Maggie Haberman. Or Haberman. I always forget which it is, Haberman or Haberman. By the way, call it 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Well, our friend Jeff Perry is on the phone. Why don't we perhaps go to that first, then we'll get into this story in the New York Times. Jeff, always great to have you call in. We appreciate you. First call here in the new studio. What say you about all this no label stuff?
Well, I don't like it. First of all, I just wanted to make... I got back from vacation. I was camping up in Canada.
Yes.
And while I was up there, Governor Evers did his line item vetoes. And I just wanted to let you know that from all the way up in Canada, I could hear Robin Voss's head exploding. It was nice.
Did that go along with the your? I know you have a personal collection of Jim Neighbors' "O Canada" anthems. Did you play any of that for your kids while you're up north?
I did my impression. They were not impressed with my impression. And then also up there for Aaron, yes. We discovered a new game. So I don't know if this will make it to the game of the week or not, but it's called. And it also goes along with Banana Phone. It was called the game was called Banana. Oh shoot! Now I can't remember. Banana Grams, I think.
So yeah, like Banana Grams is a good one.
Everybody. Yeah, and you have all these letters, and then you gotta use all your letters to make words, in beating everybody else at the table and doing it. So it was a lot of fun. Okay. And I kept calling it Banana Phone, and nobody understood why I was calling it Banana Phone. I was making myself laugh.
Well, that's fantastic. Some practical advice. As George Carlin liked to say, some people just need practical advice.
And so we've got Bananagrams, the bonus board game of the week.
Oh. Very good. A bonus board game of the week. Nicely done, Mr. Zomertz. Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you went up to... by the way, somebody who was on location, let me ask you this. Is the air in Canada as bad as the air here, or does all the smoke just go up and out and the air up there is beautiful?
It was immaculate up there.
Are you serious?
Lake Superior Shore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. There was not a single thing, not a wisp of smoke in the air. It was absolutely amazingly beautiful. So I had to have been all down here.
So they're just creating it, and then it goes up and out down to us. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Ah, those Canadians. God love them. well, that's great. So what do you, your take is you're not a big No Labels guy either.
No, and I think it's very dangerous, like you said. Yeah. And I think that between that and Cornell West, as your other caller just pointed out, that could spell a big disaster. Yeah. I'm honestly very worried about it.
Me too.
And because like you said, you know, all you have to do is spend an enormous amount of money in a few states and they got it. And that's obviously what their plan is. And it makes me very, very nervous.
The margins are very, very slim to keep democracy alive in 2024. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this story and help me, is it Maggie Haberman or Haberman? I always forget. From the New York Times.
I always said Haberman.
All right, we'll go with Haberman. Trust Jeff Perry. I've been doing it for, 50 years.
No, asking me to pronounce names is not good. But
Well, we'll come back. I mean, this is very, when we come back, we have some fun. But this is serious stuff. What we have here in the New York Times is what Trump plans to do if he gets elected in 2024, what he plans to do in 2025, and it ain't good. Mr. Perry, always good to hear you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. You're welcome. 844-967-2789. Join us after the break. What Trump has in store. You're not going to want to miss it on the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin from Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, all the way up to the shores of Lake Superior that Jeff Perry was talking about up there in beautiful Duluth and Hayward and Amory, down to Eau Claire and La Crosse, Richland Center, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Green Bay, and all parts in between. Glad to have you along on a Monday afternoon, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, our producer and engineer, taking your call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789, talking about the No Labels Party releasing their agenda and how at least I and several others think this could spell a dangerous election scenario that would siphon off enough both conservative and more liberal votes from Joe Biden and help put Donald Trump back in the White House. And if that doesn't scare you alone, or at least concern you, this should. New York Times, Maggie Haberman, Jonathan Swan, and Charlie Savage put together an article called Trump and Allies Forge Plans to Increase Presidential Power in 2025, out today in the New York Times. Going to read you a couple of these lines and invite your calls, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Donald J. Trump and his allies are planning a sweeping expansion of presidential power over the machinery of government. If voters return him to the White House in 2025, reshaping the structure of the executive branch to coordinate far greater authority directly in his hands. Their plans to centralize more power in the Oval Office stretch far beyond the former president's recent remarks that he would order a criminal investigation into his political rival, President Biden, signaling his intent to end the post-Watergate norm of Justice Department independence from White House political control. Mr. Trump and his associates have a broader goal: to alter the balance of power by increasing the president's authority over every, say that again, every part of the federal government that now operates, either by law or tradition, with any measure of independence from political interference by the White House, according to a review of his campaign policy proposals and interviews with people close to him. So here's what these reporters did. They sat down, and of course, Maggie Haberman has written books on Trump. They're kind of these, kind of a weird couple, not romantically or anything like that, but just they kind of feed off each other, right? So these reporters know Trump, and not just Trump, but his team as well. Part of this was quote-unquote leaked intentionally to these reporters. And they're making it very clear. This is a signal to the Republican base voters. You elect Donald Trump, there's not going to be any. I've said this last fall. Trump listened to kind of the people like Reince Priebus from here in Wisconsin, his first chief of staff, and John Kelly, former great military general. Well, they said, Mr. President, you just simply can't do that. That's not the norm. That's not precedent. That's not tradition. That's not the law. You can't do that. And Trump groused about it and said, all right, fine. Remember that one of those goofball people in the White House, that Miller guy, the guy that like painted on hair because he was embarrassed to be losing his hair? He wanted the armed forces to shoot Black Lives Matter protesters in the knees in Minneapolis. That came out of the White House. And the military people said, we cannot do that. Those are the types of norms that keep our country in bounds. And now, according to the reporting by the New York Times today, the Trump team is signaling that if Trump gets in for a second term, those norms are gone. All right? They're not going to listen. And here's some of the agencies they're looking at. Federal Communications Commission, which makes and enforces rules for television and internet companies. The Federal Trade Commission, which enforces various antitrust and other consumer protection rules against businesses under direct presidential control. According to the New York Times, he wants to revive the practice of impounding funds, refusing to spend money Congress has appropriated for programs as the president doesn't like. A tactic that lawmakers banned under President Nixon. So it used to be if Congress, made an appropriation, not much, unless you veto the whole thing. But after Nixon, they said, no, you can't just go in and pick and choose. Trump wants to get rid of all that. According to the New York Times today, he plans to scour the intelligence agencies, the State Department, and the Defense Department bureaucracies to remove officials he has vilified as, quote, the sick political class that hates our country. Wants to go after the military. And we saw this, did we not, on January 6th? When it's been reported that Trump and or his minions gave out certain orders to the United States military. But thank God there was some kind of morality, character within the military, and they just said, no, we're not doing that. This is a long article. We're only scratching the surface here. I encourage you to read it. But it is clear from this reporting, and this isn't the only place we've heard this, of course, that if Trump gets in, is elected in 2024, and gets in 25, we could very well see the end of American democracy as we've known it. Because you think that Trump's going to listen to those people that told him before, look, Mr. President, look. Can only go so far here. You can't do this because it's the law or because whatever. He's just going to say no. I listened to you guys last time and look where it got me. I'm going full hog this time. I'm going to use everything at my disposal and even some things that aren't, and I will get what I want and I will assure that I'm still here. You think that he will only stay in there one term? I mean, that is laughable. Oh, we'll get Trump in there, and then whoever Marjorie Taylor Greene or whoever his vice president is, they'll take over. Will not. Believe me, you're going to see a way for them to try to get around the Constitution, the amendments, and to keep Trump in there indefinitely. That's what we're facing. And that's why we cannot be pulled into this whole no labels thing. If you're frustrated with Joe Biden, I get it. But vote for him anyway, because the alternative is to siphon off votes and get more Donald Trump, which we cannot have. Because it will be the start and possibly the start of authoritarianism, possibly fascism, and the end of our democracy. Do not go anywhere. Hour two coming up. Mike Sachs from Vanity Fair and The New Yorker at the bottom of the hour. Your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.